Well, it's Thursday. I'm Carl Azus. This is CNN Student News. We're jumping right in today with a milestone you might have noticed, but a lot of folks aren't too happy about. In the United States, the average cost of a gallon of gasoline has been at least $3 for 1,000 days in a row. Some folks might be used to it, but you also might remember when gas prices were lower. Christine Romans looks at some of the driving forces behind the increase.
The last time the average price of a gallon of gas was under $3 a gallon was in December 2010. The trend has been higher for a decade now, but look at this right here. December 2010 was the last time you saw it below. And here, well, you have super low prices here, but that was because of a global financial crisis. So why is gas so high? A few reasons here. First, global instability. No surprise, the Arab Spring began in December 2010, about the same time this oil run started. Syria concerns more recently have kept oil prices high. The world wants more oil, and we're seeing rising demand for gas in the developing world, places like China and India. We're not seeing the cheap supplies that we used to, right? We're getting fuel from fracking and deep water platforms, and that is expensive. And tightening supply and demand is something that investors are watching. It keeps prices rising when you see these fundamental shifts. Investors demanding here, that investor demand also driving up the price of crude oil. So is this the new normal? Well, we asked Tom Kloza, chief oil analyst for Gas Buddy. He says, this is where we are now. By the end of the year, you could see maybe $3 a gallon. Of course, all that depends on Syria and whether conflict can be peacefully resolved there. It also depends on the Fed. If the Fed should begin to taper back its bond purchases, that could mean demand for commodities would go down, demand for things like oil, investor demand for oil, and that could mean lower gas prices ahead. So watch those two things, Syria and the Fed. That could matter to how much you're paying for a gallon of gas.
You heard Christine say the Fed. She's talking about the U.S. Federal Reserve, the country's central bank. It's responsible for implementing monetary policies. Basically, the Fed controls the country's money supply. In recent years, the Fed has bought bonds and other kinds of securities to try to help the struggling U.S. economy. It's a practice called quantitative easing. Christine mentioned the possibility of the Fed backing off that practice. Yesterday, the Federal Reserve announced it won't. The Fed said it doesn't see enough improvement in the economy right now, so it's going to keep buying bonds at the same rate for at least another month. That news went over well on Wall Street. The Dow Jones average and the S&P 500, they give an idea of how the whole stock market is doing. They both jumped to record levels yesterday after the Fed's announcement. In the U.S., a person making just over $11,500 a year is living below the poverty line. For a family of four, it's just under $23,500. What's surprising is that 15% of Americans are living in poverty now, according to a new report by the U.S. Census. It's the third year in a row that the poverty rate has been at or above 15%. The last time it was that high for this long was 1965. You'd be right to blame the Great Recession for part of this. It sent a lot of folks into poverty. But the recession officially ended in June of 2009. Poverty peaked the next year. What worries many economists is that it hasn't significantly decreased since then. One analyst put it like this. The U.S. economy has been growing, but that hasn't made a difference yet to many U.S. citizens. Jobs have been coming back, but they're just not paying as much. Right now, the median household income is $51,000 a year. In 2007, it was higher at more than $55,000.